We all want to see justice upheld in our court systems until we are the ones on trial or it's someone we love. At that point, we want mercy, maybe even a loophole in the law to climb through, or perhaps even a miscarriage of justice. But there's coming a day when exact, perfect, and complete justice will be carried out. We will all stand before a holy, just God. What do you want on that day? Do you want justice or mercy? An exact execution of the law's demands or grace? Well, we face a problem. God's justice is absolutely certain and unwavering. God is not in the business of elevating His mercy and downgrading His justice. He will punish all sin perfectly and completely. Justice must be met and satisfied. There is no free forgiveness or pardon. The debt must be paid. So is there a solution to this problem that we face? Well, the answer is yes. The answer is the gospel. And the glory is in this big word called propitiation. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Romans chapter 3, verse 25. God put Jesus forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. Therefore, He had to be made like His brothers in every respect, so that He might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. But what does this word mean? Propitiation is the satisfaction of God's wrath against our sin. So God does not excuse our sin. He pours out His full fury and wrath against the believer's sin on Christ. Christ is our substitute who receives the punishment of our sin, and He drinks the wrath of God down to the last drop. This is why Paul can say that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The punishment for the believer's sin has been paid in full in Christ. And how do we know that Jesus' death was satisfactory to God? Because of the resurrection. Propitiation. It's a difficult word to say, but a dazzling truth to sing. You know this song. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God and helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones He came to save, till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on Him was laid. Here in the death of Christ, I live. When you pray today, please remember Sam Jordan and his family, our missionaries in Jordan. Also, remember the Swahili LifeWord broadcast in Tanzania, Kenya, Rwanda, and Burundi.